This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. No Bob, no Joe on Pompin' Joe. Austin Bechtold in with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan from behind the glass to the main chair. And Sean Myers is in for me. As the Steelers are into training camp beginning on Wednesday, the first official practice open to the public at St. Vincent College will be on Thursday as football is just about underway. The TJ Watt deal is signed, 3 years, $123 million for Watt, $108 million is guaranteed. It's a $41 million a year contract. Sean, I find it interesting that a lot of Steeler beat writers are saying it's a four-year contract, where it means that he doesn't have as high as his annual is. The total money does not equate to what Myles Garrett got, easy for me to say. But basically the way that all the national guys are reporting it, and it's probably TJ Watt's agent telling the national guys, because it's important to TJ Watt to be, hey, I am paid more than Myles Garrett. We know I'm better than Myles Garrett. I am paid more than Myles Garrett. But a lot of people are indicating, oh, well, it's a four-year deal just to be able to move the money around. Regardless, he's getting $41 million a year in this deal, and it's more than Myles Garrett. And that's what TJ Watt wants out there.
Yeah, and it makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, at least for a few more days, presumably. But yeah, it is interesting. And I know when that news broke, I was actually listening. It was Mahler and Donnie that were breaking the news. And they immediately said the Steelers are going to release their version of what this contract is, which is stretching it out an extra year. And I think Watt was going to be making like $21 million this upcoming year.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
So that $21 million added on to the $41 per year brings the annual value down to, what is it, like 36, which makes it seem less. But of course, Watt's looking at it like the 3 years that they added additionally that I was not under contract. That's $41 per, which on those 3 years on an annual basis makes me the most high paid player on the defensive side in NFL history.
It's all about the verbiage of it. Like Jamar Chase had made more money per year than Myles Garrett on his contract by just a little bit of money. So he gets more than Chase. He gets more than Garrett. Micah Parsons is probably going to up him and probably get 42 because he's 4 years younger playing for the Cowboys. And we know Jerry World loves to spend a bunch of money, and he gave Dak Prescott $60 million, where nobody in their right mind thinks that Dak Prescott is a $60 million quarterback.
How do they have that much money, by the way? Because they also gave CeeDee Lamb a massive deal. They're going to be spending so much of their cap towards those three guys when with those three guys, they haven't necessarily succeeded enough.
They're spending it on offense, but are they spending it smartly on offense? You know what? Let's get into this now before I go through the five things I'm looking
at. Just wait till they give George Pickens a $55 million deal after this season.
I wanted to get into this later on, but the Steelers are zigging when the rest of the NFL is zagging with this defensive spending. And this has been something that I've especially tried to harp on in the last year. So last season, they spent $20 million more than the Chicago Bears in total defensive spending, where the Steelers were number one in football, and they'll be number one in defensive spending for a fourth consecutive year. We know where the Bears stand, but also teams like Atlanta, Jacksonville, Tennessee were also in like the top 10 of defensive spending. Philadelphia outside the top 10. Same thing with Buffalo, middle of the pack. Kansas City. Those are all teams that prioritize offense while still are able to draft and develop on defense. The Steelers have the highest paid defense by far, and they're not even a top 10 defense when it comes down to the best of the best teams. Like, think about it this way. Halfway through the season, they were good defensively. This was a good Mike Tomlin defense, did what they expected. But then again, they were playing subpar teams, some young quarterbacks, inexperienced. When they ended up playing the Lamar Jacksons of the world, Joe Burrow a second time around, Joe Burrow the first time around, Cincinnati still scored 30 points on that dominant defense, on this really good, highest paid defense that is being paid to be the best defense in football. And this is kind of in lockstep with one of the main things that I'm keeping an eye on at training camp. Can this be a top five defense? It better be. It's paid to be. TJ Watt's getting the most money of anybody. Cam Hayward got a contract extension a couple years ago. They're paying Alex Highsmith a lot of money. They're paying Jalen Ramsey a ton of money. They extended Deshaun Elliott. There is so much money invested on this defense that is Mike Tomlin's defense. We're going to win with defense. Everybody else is trying to win on offense. The Bears go get Ben Johnson to be their coordinator. Steelers will play them. All these offensive coaches like Andy Reid and, you know, Sean McDermott is kind of the opposite of that, but they still have Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator that was Burrow's offensive coordinator at college at LSU. The league is shifting towards offense, just like the rules are. The best teams that are winning, Kansas City, offensive spending. Sure, New England was different, but that era has been ushered out in the last 5 years. You have to be able to adapt, and you might say, oh, well, Austin, where are they going to spend the money? They're not paying a quarterback. That's a big reason why their offensive spending isn't there. How about you pay a second wide receiver to come in here and be a good weapon with Aaron Rodgers, with DK Metcalf, another wide receiver weapon? Answer those questions. It would be solid of them to be able to spend some money on the offensive line as well, whether that be a Broderick Jones extension, if he's somebody that you can count on, which through the first couple years of his career, yeah, you are trending towards bust territory for Broderick Jones, more so than 10-year starter. So I understand it. Some people say their offense is young. They're not paying a quarterback a lot of money. I get it.
Can I throw a counterpoint to that? Because sure. I've heard, and I think even this morning, Mark Caboli with The Morning Show said this, well, who are you going to give that money to if not for TJ Watt with this extension? You're not going to be paying quarterback for him at a minimum the next 4 to 5 years. The problem with that is that's the plan, right?
Yes.
But don't you like to keep your options open? Let's say the Steelers have a good but not great year. They are going to move on to their next quarterback because Aaron Rodgers is at the end of the line. That basically forces them to have to draft someone if they've already dedicated so much money to defense, including long-term to Watt. Doesn't that force you into taking someone that maybe if you're picking, you know, in the 20s or mid-teens, might not be the future guy that you want? Wouldn't you like to have the option of maybe you could trade for a quarterback? I know it's unlikely. Maybe you sign a quarterback that's a bigger name free agent that hits the market over the next couple of years. I think there is a scenario where if they had a lot of money at their disposal that they could use on a quarterback, they wouldn't necessarily have to be forced to committing to drafting a guy and then hoping and praying that that turns out to be their next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Franchise quarterback. I would just like to keep the options open. I know that's the preferred path.
They still have $20 million in cap space right now to go out and do something, whether that's Tyler Boyd, whether that's an Olave trade that was quickly shut down when that was thrown out there, whether it's a move for like an Amari Cooper. It seems like, I think it was Keenan Allen that said on a podcast or on a stream that said he's just not going to the Steelers. Okay, that's shut down. Gabe Davis. I mean, sure, he might have been a Josh Allen product. Can he be a solid number two in this system? What is the Arthur Smith system? It's another thing that I significantly wonder about as we go into year two.
We heard Jawan Jennings mentioned potentially as a trade target recently.
Yeah, and that kind of got shut down quickly, huh? Out there in San Francisco, they don't want to trade him. John Lynch isn't going to make that same. They're not going to make a whole circus of this with the Steelers again at a wide receiver.
That is not at the goal line.
It is not at the goal line, no. But think about their highest paid players that are on defense. The five highest paid players on this team this year are on the defensive side of the ball. TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Jalen Ramsey, Alex Highsmith, Patrick Queen. And Queen was not mentioned originally in that opening soliloquy. Queen has a cap number of $17.5 million. Highsmith, $18.5 million. Ramsey, $19.5 million. Hayward's at the same number. TJ Watt's only at $23.5 million this year, his cap number. And you know, a lot of that is put into a signing bonus, though, so that his base salary, same thing with Cam Hayward, their base numbers are down, and Hayward has a big roster bonus. Significant amount of money spent on the defensive side of the ball. Last year, 50% of the money was spent on the defensive side of the ball. Now, you might be saying, well, does that mean 50% was spent on offense? Well, a lot of that was spent on the money that was spent to Cordero or to your punter that you paid $4 million that ended up getting hurt. Chris Boswell is making $4.5 million. So it's more so the offensive side of the ball is right around like 43%, where the defensive side of the ball is right at 50%. And still, I'm not saying that you should completely neglect the defense. But think about it this way, Sean. I was thinking about this weekend. When they significantly invested on offense, and partly because it was Ben had a big cap number, but they had AB, they had a signature wide receiver, they had Le'Veon Bell, they had Martavis Bryant. They bounced around with tight ends, Ladarius Green. They tried to figure out who that guy, Vance McDonald, was ultimately going to be. Those teams, especially in the early 2010s.
Higher paid linemen as well during that time.
DeCastro, Pouncey, Villanueva, Foster, established line. Those teams with much invested on offense, and sure, they developed better on offense, where the defense was the side that struggled. Now it's the offense that is struggling, and they're not able to put it together. Those teams were still winning playoff games in 13, 14, 15, getting to the playoffs and significant threats. Like right now, nobody in the regular season considers the Steelers a threat. When they go to the playoffs, no one considers them a team that's going to win multiple playoff games, let alone one playoff game, let alone be competitive in a playoff game. 73-0 in the first quarter, they've been outscored in their last, four or five playoff games. So when they were investing on offense and putting a lot of money into the offensive side of the ball, and I'm not saying don't pay TJ Watt. Would I have liked it to have been $37, $38 million? Yeah. And you might be saying, Austin, what's the difference of $4 million? Well, that's $4 million. Chris Boswell gets $4.5 million, who's the best kicker in football right now, especially after the guy in Baltimore was canned. That's extra money that you could use to package for a multitude of guys. $4 million. Could be half the salary. That's half the salary you're paying Jonnu Smith. So it all adds up. It all pieces together. And Omar Khan does manipulate the salary cap, but I do want to see them significantly try to change some things up on the defensive side of the ball. Partly because they're spending all this money on defense, and they're not winning on defense. Tomlin's plan is to shut down Joe Burrow, to shut down Lamar, to shut down Mahomes. Yeah, they played them all this year. They're going to play Josh Allen if they get back to the playoffs probably again. And they can't do it. Here is Jeff in Uniontown. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Jeff.
I agree with you, but the real reason I'm calling is when are you going to take over the early morning show?
Me?
You.
You want me to be the morning show producer?
No, the early morning show. You run. You are the man.
I appreciate that, Jeff. What else do you want to talk about?
Early morning show. Get rid of Callis.
What else you got, Jeff?
Poor Callis.
Yeah, why are we throwing shade at Callis here, Jeff?
He just keeps repeating himself too much.
Oh.
Seems like a nice enough guy, but he just repeats himself.
He was a little sleepy today, he told me.
He's a good guy. He had a big weekend.
That.
He had a big weekend, Jeff. Harry was a little bit.
I heard he was at wiffle ball.
Harry was busy. Ball. Yeah, he was calling wiffle ball. He was doing this.
High five ball! It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Circle City Wiffle going to the championship!
And they ended up winning the championship. Hopefully Callis didn't blow anybody's eardrums out. But
I do like that call, though.
That was a good call. I give Callis some credit for that. He had a really good call there. He's a good baseball announcer. All right, what else is on your mind, Jeff? What's going on?
I don't think T.J. Watt deserved it. I just think just because Cleveland pays a bunch of money, I don't think that we should, too.
No, and I get what you're saying, and I appreciate the call. I feel like a lot of that is, look, yeah, the Browns were maybe moronic's not the right word, but they reset a market that didn't need resetting, and it's partly because they just probably wanted to keep their guy, and they panicked, and Myles Garrett put out a huge statement saying, I want out of Cleveland, I want to win. Oh, $40 million? Never mind. I'll take that instead. Winning doesn't matter to me anymore. We saw where Myles Garrett's head really was.
That was a bad look for him, I think.
Well, T.J. Watt has every statistical category other than PFF's rushing stats and pass rush win rate and all these other things that we never paid attention to until a couple of years
ago.
By
the way, did you see the, I don't know if it was the top 100, I think it might have been a top 100 list that PFF did last week for this upcoming season.
Yeah.
T.J. Watt, number 10. Do you know what Myles Garrett was?
Probably like 4.
Number 1.
Number 1?
Yes. Which that's pretty crazy. There's that much of a disparity.
You're talking about players in the NFL, defensive players or pass rushers?
This is their top 100 all players.
Top 100 all players. And Myles Garrett's number one.
I'm almost certain, yeah, the PFF. Ahead of like, because everyone's doing their top 100.
Ahead of Mahomes, ahead of Josh Allen, ahead of Lamar.
That's right.
That is outrageous. I also saw Sports Illustrated. They put out their NFL all quarter century team. Myles Garrett was the first team pass rusher. T.J. Watt was it first, second, or third team. Even though T.J. Watt has more sacks, tackle for loss, forced fumbles, quarterback hits, interceptions in his career.
Do you want to play a game, Austin?
I would love to play a game.
Joe loves these types of things. So this is the top 50, by the way, that PFF did.
Okay.
I already said Myles Garrett, number 1. T.J. Watt, number 10. Can you name the other players who are ahead of T.J. Watt?
Okay, I'm going to say that there's about 4 quarterbacks on that list. I'm going to say Allen.
He is number 5.
Mahomes.
He is number 2, which is actually surprising to me that they had him that high because they're more analytical.
I'm going to say they have Micah Parsons higher than T.J. Watt.
That is correct. He is number 7.
So Parsons is 7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.